music from the Toronto Chorale Society on Wednesday, May 15th, 7:30 p.m. at the Eastminster United Church at 310 Danforth. The TCS will welcome the Talisker players, mezzo-soprano Besta Kalender, baritone Dion Mazarol, and organist William O'Meara for two French requiems, Gabriel Fauré and Maurice Duroflé. It's going to be an outstanding display of talent on the Danforth, and with me for a preview is artistic director and conductor Jeffrey Butler. Welcome to you.
Thank you, Mark.
Great to have you here. Wonderful to have you here. And you've collaborated with so many organizations. You've worked through a lot of repertoire in your career. And let's talk about what you rolled up your sleeves to do here, because these are French masterworks. Tell us about what you've chosen to perform and why.
Okay, so we've got the two French requiems, that of Fauré and Duroflé. They're very different pieces.
Okay.
They're both very French in flavor, but we're talking about late 19th century for Fauré and mid-20th century for the Duroflé.
Right.
Both of these gentlemen were organists, and you can sort of feel that in the music, where the Fauré has got these wonderful sweeping melodies, and the Duroflé is based on the Gregorian chants.
And, I love it.
And, you know, I'm an organist myself, and you can almost just feel your fingers moving as the score evolves. So,
and my understanding is these requiems are challenging to perform for you. I'm sure a lot of work has gone into it, but also were fairly painstaking to write for the composers. We're talking not months, but years.
Yeah. Absolutely. Fauré started in the 1880s, and he didn't sign off on it until 1900.
Right.
Duroflé's similar length of time, not quite so long, but he dedicated it to his father, so it was very much a labor of love for him.
And we may think of requiems from Mozart and Verdi and so on. These are different. This is a different flavor and maybe a different style of composing.
Yeah, very much so. You know, we think of Verdi and Mozart as being opera composers, mm-hmm. and their requiems are to be performed, I think, in a concert hall. Whereas the Fauré was actually premiered at a funeral. It was a requiem mass.
Right.
The Duroflé uses all the chants that you would sing. Some of them I still use today at a funeral mass. So they're more liturgical in nature.
I love that we're going to be experiencing that, or at least born out of these chants with your chorale society. It's going to be fantastic. Tell us about the musical experience we are going to have on May 15th. What are you looking for people to walk away with?
I think the Fauré is the more famous of the two, and
sure.
I think it's very easy to listen to the Fauré Requiem, whereas the Duroflé, it's much more ethereal, much more subtle mm-hmm. piece at times. And I think I'm looking for the audience to A, have a bit of a compare and contrast, and B, to really maybe open some eyes to this great Duroflé Requiem that is not performed as often.
I love that. And nourishing on some level when we're able to walk away and say, that's what two different French composers decided to do within this sphere of what a requiem can be.
Yeah, and they both would have been really well-versed in the funeral liturgy.
Sure.
So, you know, they're very experienced with the text, and both pieces are very natural sounding. They flow beautifully from one movement to the next.
I'm on the Danforth. How's that space on the Danforth for you?
We've been there for a long, long time.
Sure.
Acoustically, it's very good. One of the neat things about it is the choir's far too big for the space. So there's 150 members in this choir.
Right.
And we put the orchestra and soloists and the tenors and basses and as many of the sopranos and altos as we can on the sanctuary.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the sopranos and altos go up into the gallery, which presents some visual issues for people watching me, but sound-wise, they're in a different acoustic space. So you get kind of this warm sound from the stage, whereas the balcony being closer to the ceiling, it's a little bit brighter.
Interesting. So sort of, I feel like they're stacked on top of each other to some degree.
They are. The place is full of singers and full of audience members.
150 people. That's pretty incredible and just for you to be, you know, organizing that and directing that for as long as you have. Pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It wasn't that big when I started. 24 years ago, I gather.
Right.
I don't know how that happened, but it's grown over the years, and we seem to have settled at about 150 voices.
Tickets at Eventbrite, but easily accessible at TorontoChorralSociety.org. $25 and more than reasonable for what you just heard about and what you're going to experience. Once again, May 15th, 7:30 p.m. at Eastminster United Church. That's 310 Danforth, two French requiems. And I want to say thank you so much, Jeffrey, for being here. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Here with the new Classical FM, and here is Fauré with a piece from his requiem.